Today on the Holy Ghost and Me, I want to talk to you about the correct way to fly a kite. Since I was a little girl, I've always been fascinated with flying kites. Well, the other day, I said, "Lord, I want to fly a big kite." Well, I was given the opportunity to fly the biggest kite I've ever flown in my life. As I began to prepare to fly the kite, the wind took the kite and it began to allow it to soar high in the sky. As the kite took off and I held on to the string, I watched as it gently danced to the tune of the wind. A few minutes later, the wind shifted and the kite began to fall. Because I was still holding on to the string, I was able to pull hold to the string and gently tug it to get the kite to lift up into the sky again. What I soon learned was that even though the winds shifted, I still was in control by gently tugging on the lines. Soon after, I decided to multitask and take a picture of the kite. While still flying the kite, that 30-second distraction caused my flight to crash into the sand. I had to maneuver the string again to get that flight to take off. Just as the kite began to fly high in the sky, my phone rang, distracting me yet again. And of course, that distraction led to a horrible crash for both me and the kite. This time, the kite got away from me, and I had to run across the beach to catch the kite as it fell into the plants. Sadly, we both ended up in the sand. Eventually, I learned that to fly a kite, you need both hands and no distractions, so you can be ready when the wind shifts. Our life is like that kite. We are the kite, and God, the Holy Spirit, is holding on to our string. Though we seem to fly high, high in the sky, unattached, we're connected to the King. This connection allows us to continue to soar. And as we soar, the Holy Spirit pulls on the string and makes sure that we stay in the sky, soaring higher and higher and higher. Even when the wind blows or shifts, He's able to keep us in the sky by pulling on our ropes, saying, "Come spend time with me. Let me guide you." Even when we become distracted and break away from the Master, He's quick to run after us and pick us up and place us back in the sky. Through His love, His grace, and mercy, He consistently picked us back up and redirects our course. The truth is, there is an art to flying a kite, especially to fly it successfully. And there is an art to soaring in line with the Holy Spirit. The common denominator is to stay focused, stay prepared, and secure to the King. Jeremiah 29:10-11 says, "I'll show up and take care of you, as I promised, and bring you back home. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not to abandon you. Plans to give you hope and a future, and the hope that you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. And when you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. I'll turn things around for you." You see, God has a plan and a purpose for you to soar. But if you're not connected, then like the kite, you will tumble from the sky. The key to flying a kite is your connection to the Master. Check your connection, ensure you're not distracted, and follow the Holy Ghost, and you will soar high in the sky. Okay, let me pray for you. Father, I pray that everyone who listens to this podcast today yields to the Master, that they allow you to guide them. God, I know that each person is purpose. to open doors, open hearts, guide them and lead them to the places you have for them. Lord, help us all to soar. Lord, I pray this in your name. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to today's episode of The Holy Ghost in Me. I hope you enjoyed it. Check out our blog at theholyghostinme.net or follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at The Holy Ghost in Me. Okay, this is that lasting influential legend of joy, aka Lil Joy. I'll catch you next time on The Holy Ghost in Me. Bye, y'all.